Timeless Pilot.
And I look back on it and go, holy moly, I am not the same person that I was 12 months ago. Like, the learning that happened just about myself in that time has been astronomical.
Hey, and welcome to another episode of What I Might Say, the podcast where we get some life and career advice from our past and present selves. This episode has been one that's really helped me because the next guest we have is someone that I met very early on in my freelance and business career where I was absolutely terrified of whether or not it was going to work. This was one of my first clients where we did a bit of a sound production session where I showed them how to record and mix a bit of music. Later on, we'd end up working on a song together and, I thought I'd reach out and see how that was all going and, see if they wanted to chat on the podcast. I was really excited though because not only did they say yes, but they have a story of their own freelancing journey and how they got into, marketing. So not only is Lyndall a fantastic musician, but also has a really interesting career story. And I'm just going to let her get straight into it and introduce herself and introduce us later on to her past self.
My name is Lyndall Harbeck, and at the moment I own a marketing company that I run with my business partner who's in another state from the comfort of my floating home as I travel around Australia. So my husband's in the military, and back when we'd been dating for maybe 5 years, I just found myself moving around a lot with his job. So we'd move interstate and then we moved interstate again, and it got to the point where I was like, every time we move I need to find another job. You kind of get to this point where even if you are progressing, you always take a little step backwards. All the relationships that you're building, you have to kind of start fresh again, which is, it can be a little bit of a blow. So I said to myself, well, what can I put in place to try and alleviate this kind of stop-start nature in terms of my career? So I started my own like marketing side hustle. I'd worked in the field before, so the knowledge was there, the experience was there. Still had a lot of growth to do, but I thought, you know what, I'll have a go. If it doesn't work out, I'm in no worse a place than I currently am. So a week after we got married, we moved to Victoria. In the midst of unpacking boxes, I started this side hustle called Copycat, and it really took off. Within 6 months, I had a handful of clients. It was in no means a full-time gig yet, but it was enough to warrant doing that and another part-time job. That then grew over the next 3 years to become a full-time marketing company, one-man band. And I was looking down the route of hiring people, so hiring another person to kind of give me a hand with the workload. At that point in time, I was contracting to a connection of mine. We went to school together. We're in different grades, but we'd always stayed in contact, got along really well. Meg, and she started her marketing agency at the same time as me. So they were kind of growing at a similar rate, but they were focusing on slightly different areas. And she said to me, she goes, you know what? I know where you're at. You know where I'm at. We both want the same things. How about we merge and take over the world? So that is kind of what happened 3 years ago. We merged our businesses together. We kept her business name because it made more sense, Marketing Movement. It's all in the title. And fast forward to today, we've got a team of 9, including ourselves, and we're consistently growing every year. And it's something that we've created that is definitely time consuming at this point in time for us. It's not one of those dream scenarios where it's all play and no work. But we are working towards creating this lifestyle for us and our team where you work as much as you want to work, you get remunerated well for it, and you get to still have that really, really nice work-life balance because life's too short not to have that. I think for me and for anyone who's starting a business, you have to understand that things are so gradual. Like, unless you go viral from some trend and that's a one in a million situation, businesses take time to build and they take years to build. So in those early stages, financially, I wasn't able to provide a full-time income for myself. So I had to always have other side hustles at play. So I have a very, very varied background of experience. And one of those sectors is in fitness and instructing. So I taught a lot of Pilates classes, spin classes. So I always kind of had that dual income going on. And then as my business started growing, I would slowly start to taper back on the other side hustles just to kind of allow that time for the growth as well. There was a poignant period where I was running the marketing for Bike Bar in Perth, which is an incredible studio, and I'm great friends with the owners, Lara and JD. And it was a really hard situation for me because I loved working for them. They're two of my best mates, and it was such a great business to work for. But I was working 20 hours a week for them and probably 20 hours on my own business. And I could feel this business growth happening on my end, but it was hitting a ceiling because I just didn't have the time. So I had to actually turn to them and say, guys, I'm actually going to have to step away from this role as much as it kills me. And that was a really challenging point to say no to something that made my heart sing, but I had to make room. And it was a bit scary because making 20 hours worth of room is a little bit financially scary because you're like, okay, now I've got to quickly try and fill this. There's no perfection. Like there's no scenario where as a business owner trying to build your business that you wake up one day, you've got the perfect amount of clients and you've got the perfect workload and nothing stresses you out. There's always going to be something, right? And in those first kind of few years of building, you are always teetering on the edge of too little, too much, too little, too much. And it's trying to find that balance of, okay, I can healthily surf this wave without pushing myself too far or putting myself in too much financial stress. Where is that tipping point for me and how can I make this work healthily? I think just being a bit open to the possibility, I had a supportive partner, I still do, which makes a huge difference. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. So yeah, I think that was like a real kind of tipping point where I went, yep, I'm going all in. I'm going to give this a red hot go. And it worked out in my situation. I probably didn't talk about my business with my friends and family enough. And not that they're the ideal client, but they could be talking to people who talk to people who are your ideal client. And it's that kind of word of mouth spread that's really important. So if you're not repping your business to your nearest and dearest, then how are you going to be able to do that to the people you don't know yet? And I think I very much played it at the beginning of, oh, I'm doing this thing and oh, it's nothing, you know, because I was afraid of failing and then everyone knowing about my failure that I kind of kept it quiet thinking, oh, I'll shout from the rooftops when I'm successful. But that's not really what you should be doing. Like if you've got the skills to back up what you're trying to do and you know that you can do it, you should be shouting from day one. I think for businesses in a digital space like ours, a lot of people don't quite understand what you're offering because they can't visualize it. It's not like a brick and mortar business where they can walk in and take something off the shelf and go, yep, it has this purpose and function. I'm going to buy that. It costs $20. But for something digital, they wonder, like, am I going to get what they say I'm going to get? Is it going to give me the result they say I'm going to get? What's going to happen behind the scenes because I'm not watching the product being used or made. So it is a little trickier and it's definitely a challenge, I think, for a lot of digital businesses. But if I say, hey, I'm going to be able to rank you higher on Google and get you a lot more leads every week, then they go, oh, that's what you do. Oh, okay. That actually sounds appealing to me. The how and the what involved doesn't matter. But if I can let them know what they're going to get. One of the big ones for me is back yourself more. It's not even just internal, but to like externalize it. Let people know that you back yourself because your confidence in your own business, it shows and people respect it. And people, I don't know, they really resonate with it. The second that you go, oh, yeah, I do this thing and oh, it's nothing, you know, they go, okay, cool. It's a side hustle passion project that you're not serious about. This isn't worth my time. But if you kind of take that leap, go out on your branch and go, this is me and I feel very, very confident in my ability to do my job really, really well, then people respect it and then they respond to it. I've, over the last 6 years of owning this business, I do feel like I've come forward on this trajectory of backing myself. And I feel like when I am on calls with clients or prospective clients that are wondering whether they should come with us or not, I feel like it's very well received when I say, I'm not going to push you, but if you do come, this is what I can deliver. And I feel quite confident in being able to deliver that. that kind of underlying authentic confidence is, yeah, it goes so far. So I think just having that from the beginning and not doubting yourself and making sure people don't see you doubting yourself, I think is a really big thing. As your business grows, as you said, there's different challenges at every turn, at every waypoint. So it doesn't necessarily mean that everything follows the same timeline. Like, oh, the knowledge that I have now equips me for the challenges that I have right now. Like the knowledge you had back then could equip you for a challenge in the future. It really just depends on your skill set, right? So you may find that you have incredible people management skills that now that you have a team come into practice. So it's something that, you know, you do dig deep on your past and what you've done, and you can utilize some skills that maybe you thought that you wouldn't be utilizing at this point in time, but that's kind of half the excitement around it, right? I think my past self would be surprised and not surprised at the same time. So I think the way I've always lived is I've always kind of been open to saying yes to things, even if they're outside my comfort zone or they take me in a slightly different direction. So I think my younger self would go, okay, of course she's doing that. Yeah, that wasn't even on the radar. Am I surprised? No, I'm not. But I think the younger self that started this journey, started the business, I think would be happily surprised at the growth and very excited to kind of see where that growth then develops in future. I hope that if I were to meet my past self tomorrow, she would turn around and say, the best hasn't happened yet. Just keep saying yes. Keep your mind open to these new possibilities. Like, I've lived in several countries. I've worked in several industries. I've done some really bizarre things in my career, and this chapter is incredible and I want to stick with it. And I think my past self, if she were to turn around and say, you know what, all of this amazing stuff that you've done so far that you love reminiscing about, that's not even the best of it. I think that would be advice that I would love to hear. Yeah, I'm a bit of a positive Pam. I love a pump up.
I really enjoyed this chat because it's so optimistic, and I guess a lot of us always prepare for when things could go wrong. I love the advice of preparing for when it goes right. So that's what I'm going to try and do going forward when things get stressful and, you know, overwhelming, which does happen in life and in your career. What a great chat from Lyndall. Make sure you go check them out at marketingmovement.net. And if you want to check out the song we did together, I believe it's called Deepest Blue on Lyndall's Bandcamp. But yeah, thanks again for listening. If you'd like to be a guest yourself, please feel free to reach out. We're definitely keen to do more episodes. Or like and follow if you're keen to hear more, and go check out some more of the Noise Pilot shows. But until then, thanks again, and we'll see you next time.